Praise God, church. I'm humbled before God for this great opportunity He has given it to me this morning, this Sunday, to stand before you. And in our parish, this is the week for children. So parents, we are requesting you to follow today's service. It's teaching of parents how they can teach their children. Amen. This morning we are going to read the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 22, chapter 6. I read before you. It says, teach children how they should live, and children, they adopt what is surrounding them. If you teach them there is a way of maybe behaving, or they'll look at you and they'll grow up in the same way. But today we are going to see how Christian parents should teach their children godly's ways. So we are going to see the importance of teaching children when they are still young. And it's good to lay a foundation, a good Christian foundation to our children. Because as I say that, children, they adopt so much what is surrounding them. How we behave, how we appreciate others, everything they adopt from what is surrounding them, most especially parents. Let us see or look at some few points, the importance of teaching our children. We have got to know that we should teach them why they should pray, like explaining to them why they should pray, why we should pray to God. Even teaching them why are we offering sacrifice to our God. Because when they see that we are offering sacrifice or we are praying, and when they don't know the meaning, then they won't pick what we are doing. So by the acting of doing that, we should teach them why we pray, why we offer offerings, and why Christians are committed to God. And even showing them the purpose why God created us as human beings and everything surrounding us. As we can see that children, they have to know why Jesus came to us. Because they'll be hearing Jesus, but when they don't know. So we should explain to them why Jesus came on earth and why Jesus died on the cross. So when you get time, you have to talk to your children, explaining to them. They will be hearing from church, from other friends, but you as a parent, you have to teach them and explain to them more about what you teach them. And let's look at other things that ways on how we should teach our children godly's ways when they are still young. As I've said that, when we teach our children, we lay a good foundation for their faith. So there is some ways as a parent should follow, because maybe some parents will lack how to grow their children in godly's ways. So today we are going to look at how parents should use these methods for our children, to train our children to know God. Number one, it's praying together. As a family, it's better that all members of the family to stay together, like to have the same prayers, because we have to show them, like through praying, we have to show them to thank God even for the little things they have. Because if we don't show them, they can't grow up when knowing that even if we get a little things, we have to thank God. So when we pray together with our children, it's a good way that we can show them that we have to pray together, and through praying, we have to thank God for the little things He's providing for us. And by showing all the moments in our family, most especially these young children, and showing them when you are happy, you have to pray. When you are sad, you have to pray. Even if something wrong is going on, they have to know it. And another thing is the exemplary life. We can't inspire our children the way of living when we don't act. So as a parent, it's a matter of acting what we are teaching them. You can't sell that teaching them about love when you don't show them love. So when you teach them, you have to show, you do practicals and show them love. When you teach about faith, show them faith, even sacrifice and togetherness, forgiveness. So, you know, children, they copy from their parents what they are doing. So as a parent outside there, we have to know that we have to live exemplary life to our children so that it can inspire them to worship the God that we are telling them. And another thing is authoritative method. This is a moderate control. Moderate control meaning that we should make our children friends. Because when you are far from your children, they can't feel that love. So it's all about good communication between parents and children. So moderate, and the way to treat them, you are not supposed to treat them so harshly. So you make them friends. Through that process of teaching them God's ways, it's better you use this method to make your children friends. And they can be able to tell you what's going on in their life. They can ask you questions. They can be able to ask you questions. Then you can be able to reply, to respond. Because children, they love to be cared by their parents, by the way. So we should know that we have to use this method because it brings them close to God. And another point is telling them Bible stories. There is a lot of Bible books for Christians. Tell them about Bible stories, about Noah, about... There's so many Bible stories, books, even showing the examples. And through doing this, you can use Bible teaching, doing Bible activities by playing cards, games, and even quizzing. Quizzing method is so very good because it provides greater opportunity to explain the things of God. So we should know that we have to use this method, teaching them Bible stories. You make them feel proud. They feel free that they are not so tied. So they have to be free and to know Bible stories, and you provide them their books for Bible teaching. Another point, we should not allow our children to watch kind of witchcraft. As Christians, we should be selective of what our children should look, what they shouldn't. We can look at the book of Deuteronomy 18, chapter 10. It says, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, it says, "Don't sacrifice your children in the fires on your altars, and don't let your people practice divination or look for omens or use spells." So when you expose your children to witchcraft, meaning that they will grow in that way. So we shouldn't expose them to witchcraft. Even we have to, as I said, we have to be selective of what they should watch. And I add about discipline. We have to train our children. We have to train our children to be a disciplined child. Because I don't believe when your child grows in bad manners, like the way of talking to others, the way of respecting others, if that child is not trained from young age, it means that when that child reaches a certain level, when he becomes youth, it's very hard for him or her to have discipline to others. So our children, we have to show them and teach them discipline. There is a book here we should look at, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. It says, I read after you, when the Lord corrects you, my son, pay close attention and take it as a warning. The Lord corrects those he loves, as parents correct a child of whom they are proud. You know, even our God, when, you know, God is punishing us And he doesn't punish somebody who is not ready or cooperate or who is willing to correct the mistakes. So we should show our children. We should discipline them when they are still young. Because it's very difficult and hard to train them when they are matured. So we should use these examples. And I'm going to read the same book, Proverbs 23, chapter 13 to 14. Proverbs 23, chapter 13 to 14, it says, "Don't hesitate to discipline children. A good sparkling won't kill them. As a matter of fact, it may save their lives." So even the Bible is telling us. So today when we are learning as parents to train our children God's ways, we have to know that we should discipline them. So when you don't discipline your child, meaning that you don't love him or her. Because other parents, they think that when they discipline them, they get hurt. Maybe they will hate them. No, even the Bible says. So we should discipline our children to make them to know God's ways, how children should behave. So we look at the book. Let me read the last book. 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 to 24. It says, 23 to 24. "Elijah left Jericho to go to Bethel, and on the way, some boys came out of town and made fun of him. 'Get out of here badly,' they shouted. Elijah turned around, glared at them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And the two she-bears came out of the woods and tore 42 of the boys to pieces." You see, these boys were not disciplined from their parents. And this led to their death because they accused, or they didn't have discipline. So they shouted at the man of God. Then he cursed them. The man of God cursed them. So we should learn how we should discipline our children. Because it's very important for our children to know God's way by disciplining them. Other books as there is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 up to 26. I won't read there, but it's the story about Priest Eli. We all know that Priest Eli didn't use, like, he was not responsible to train or to discipline his children. And at the end of the story that his children and him, they died at the same time. Because God has told him that because you saw the bad things your children did in front of me and you didn't warn them, so you are going to die. They are going to die at the same day. And it's the same thing that when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. They died the same day. Priest Eli and his sons. So today we have looked at all these things. And when we apply in our lives on how to teach our children, then we can't fail to get a better generation whereby children they honor God's children. So we should practice all these methods, then we shall see how God is taking our children to the next level. Thank you so much, and may God bless you so much.